Mike Hyka joins us now. Mike, how you doing?
Doing good, Jason. How are you?
Good. Eric Cole, Mike, I crunched a lot of the numbers. He would seem like a pretty strong candidate for a compliance buyout. Think he gets one?
No. I think they like him. It's as odd as it may sound. I've asked these same questions. And they think they can work with him. And part of the reason for that is that they really are a little bit weak in top six wingers. And you can argue whether Cole is a top six winger or not. But I think they like his veteran presence. I think they think he has more offensive upside than, say, Sean Horpoff. And I think they'll keep him around and play this out.
Hmm. Interesting. Now Horkoff, you know what? Again, in the playoffs, man, he performs well. He had 6 points in six games and was a guy who, you know, obviously I think maybe overachieved as far as offensive totals go. He was kind of like a fourth-line guy for the majority of the regular season. Why such a big push in role for him in the playoffs?
You know, I think he just grabbed the opportunity, and Lindy was like that all year. If you played well, you moved up. It was a very fluid lineup. Valeri Nichushkin would be on the top line for five games, and he'd be on the fourth line for five games. Alex Chason had some injuries and some illness, so he kind of slid down a little bit, although he stayed more in place. But like I said, they have an interesting situation in their wingers in that, you know, you can make the argument that Ryan Garbutt and Antoine Roussel were top six wingers for this team. And so it was, like I said, a very fluid lineup. And Horkoff, he didn't earn the minutes in the regular season, but he certainly earned them in the playoffs.
You look at the Stars, they're light in top six forwards. The free agent market isn't overly deep, but, you know, there are some guys out there, Alish Hemsky, a few others. Do you see Jim Neal dipping in the free agent market to try to find a top six forward?
I don't know. It's going to be really interesting. If I was going to make a bet, I would bet on a trade because they have a lot of prospects. And I think that Jim does a good job of assessing what other teams need. It's funny, when you talk to people, they say when he's at the combine or he's at the draft, he's talking to, you know, 20 other teams. And basically what he's doing is he's finding out what they need. And then he's very good, I think, at saying, you know, this guy in our organization could be what you need, but I want this. And this, I think it's exactly what he did with the Sagan trade. He knew Sagan might become available. He knew that Louis Erickson would be a good fit for Boston. And you know, he tossed in Riley Smith and worked it with some other guys and was very aware of what Boston needed. And so that's why I say that. The other thing is, in my opinion, the players that could fit with Dallas appear to be players that would have to be acquired in trade. Jason Spezza, if he becomes available, I think they need a number two center. Joe Thornton, if he becomes available, again, number two center. I think they might go after Stastny, but I'm not exactly sure they want to give him, you know, whatever it's going to take. Is it 7 years? Is it 8 years? Is it more than that? So it could be free agency. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But I believe they'll try and work the trade market pretty hard this summer.
What would they be willing to give up?
Well, the Texas Stars are playing very well in the AHL playoffs, as you guys know. They've got, a bunch of prospects down there. Now, I don't know which ones they believe are available. I think they like Richie. I don't think they want to trade him. They've got Scott Glennie is playing better. Stransky is playing better. They've got probably too many defensemen right now, but, you know, they have to pick which ones they want to keep and which ones they want to give away. But Patrick Nemeth played very well in the playoffs up here. Jamie Oleksiak is still a player who I think is, people look at it, it can be a real force in the league. Depending on how they look at things and where they want to go, they might even dangle a Alex Goligoski or a Trevor Daly. I guess it's just dependent on what they can get. I think they feel the back end can be managed in a lot of different directions, but they need to find a number two center.
Mike Hyka joins us. Yeah, that's hard to find for sure. Do you think they'd have any interest in Sam Gagner?
I don't think so, although I like Sam. In fact, I think he would have been a good fit here on several occasions. The irony of Sam Gagner is his dad played here for 4 years, from 93 to 97 maybe. And he went to school down here for a little while. I think ages, 4 or 5 to 8, and so he's actually fairly familiar with the area. And I like Sam. I think that they're looking for something a little bit different, maybe bigger, maybe even faster. It's going to be interesting to see what they, what Jim comes up with, because he has an idea, and yet we don't know what that idea is. And you look at how he goes about things. Last summer, he was very close to getting Vincent LeCavalier, and instead they end up with Sagan. And, I asked him about a month after this whole thing was done, if you would have got LeCavalier, would you have, not gotten Sagan? He goes, no, we still would have gone after Sagan, and then we would have had two centers, and that would have been fine with him. So he's got something in his head. The way I like to say he does business is he prepares for every single option and then tries to, select the one that fits best. And he doesn't know what that option is going to be, I think, until he gets that point. And I give the example of he's drafted 27th or 28th or 29th or 30th so many times in Detroit that he's kind of had to have that philosophy. He's not in there saying, okay, we're going to take this guy at number 8, because he has, no idea who's going to get taken 23rd. And so, because so many changes can come, before he has to make a pick in the draft, I think those, however many years he's been doing it in Detroit, has kind of shaped his philosophy of, all right, I'm going to have 8 different options, and I'm going to have them, graded in what order I want them, and then, we'll see how things shake out. And I think he's going to look at trades that way. I think he'll look at free agency that way. And he's going to have a game plan in his mind of option A, B, C, D, up to 10. And then he'll go through the process and see how it works.
Mike Hyka joins us from Dallas talking about the Stars. You and I remember when we discussed the Robidaugh trade, we were a little surprised by that. You look at their blue line. Do you think Alexiak is he ready? Is his development been on par? Is he going to be an NHL player full-time next year?
That's a real good question. They brought him in this year. They didn't like what they saw. They kind of paired him with Derek Meech for a little bit in the AHL. He's certainly getting a nice run right now that's helping his experience. But they have so many defensemen right now that I think a lot will get shaken out in training camp. Like, if you would have asked me 2 months ago, is Alexiak going to be on the team or is Nemeth going to be on the team, I'd say Alexiak hands down. And now after what Nemeth did in the final 8 regular season games in the playoffs, you're like, well, no, Nemeth hands down is going to be on the team. So, they have a lot of things where guys are coming up and going down and they're having to decide which one of those guys they're going to go with. The other question is, are Goligoski and Daly a top pair? They played like it in the playoffs, but we've sat here for the last 2 years saying, no, you have to get a 1 and maybe a number 2 to go above those two and then slide them down. Well, now do you sit there and say, okay, Goligoski and Daly can handle that and we'll move Nemeth in, and Dylan and Nemeth could be a nice number 2 pair, and then now Alexiak could play on the 3rd pair. Are we stuck with Gonchar and Aaron Rome? Or do we find a way to either buy one of those guys out or move them in a trade and eat some of their salary? So the defense has really got a lot of moving parts right now. And it'll be very interesting to see how Jim handles that. And like I said, I depending on what he does in trades and free agency with the defense, I think you go into training camp and there's 8 or 9 guys who could be, in your top 6.
Always good to catch up with you, Mike. I appreciate it. Quickly, what do you think the Stars are looking at? What are you hearing about the draft?
Jim obviously says best athlete available. I think the organization could use some left wings. We'll see. Like we talked, I think top 6 talent, wherever they can find it, they still could use some center depth, although they got a couple of guys who are a couple of years away in Dickinson and my mind's going blank here. But they got a couple of centers who are moving up. And then I think they need a little help on the wings, especially the left wing. They've kind of loaded up on a few righties over the past few years, and Val Nichushkin likes to play the right side. So if I'm guessing, I'm guessing the left wing.
Mike, always great stuff, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks, Jason.